Congress last week approved its $2 trillion economic stimulus bill, and some in D.C. are talking about the next funding steps. Meanwhile, Governor Doug Ducey has issued a series of executive orders in Arizona dealing with issues like having the National Guard help out grocery stores and which businesses are considered essential for the purposes of staying open. But the states and the feds have very different responsibilities, fiscal and otherwise, in an emergency like this. And with me to talk about what those are is Jeff Chapman. He's director of the State Fiscal Health Project at Pew Charitable Trust. So, Jeff, we've been hearing about how the pandemic is affecting state budgets in a really big way. I assume what's happening here in Arizona is not unique to the state, that state budgets across the country are going to be taking some hits.
That's right. It's a very widespread. States are already seeing the direct impacts from, you know, the cost of responding to the public health emergency to event cancellations, reduced tourism, and so on. At the same time, they're also going to start seeing deep revenue losses as consumer spending goes down because everyone's staying home and businesses are shutting. And as, you know, unemployment claims go up and the market falls, they're also going to see a big hit in their income taxes.
And it seems as though states in many ways are in kind of a tricky position because they are responsible for providing a good number of services, but they, unlike the federal government, have to balance their budgets at the end of the fiscal year.
That's right. And it's really an awkward time for this to happen. You know, it's spring. Legislators are typically meeting right now to work on their budgets. Some have already finalized their budgets for next year without really good information on what kind of revenue they're going to see. They're probably going to have to come back in the middle of the session in some cases and revise their budgets. So they're having to address the immediate crisis as well as deal with the fiscal impacts at the same time.
How do you anticipate them trying to do that?
Well, states really have very few choices. The first and best choice is to tap into their savings. And that's really one of the silver linings about the situation is that states learned from the Great Recession that they hadn't been saving enough. And so for most states, they have significantly more in savings than they did before the last recession. But there are some states that have less, and it really remains unclear whether the savings are going to be sufficient, depending on how long and how deep this is. But beyond that, they really have to cut spending and raise taxes.
Do you find that at least to some degree, maybe more than just some degree, states are more reliant on the federal government now than maybe they would be ordinarily?
Certainly in a case like this, you know, in order to be able to continue providing the kind of services that people rely on them for, they're going to have to look to the federal government. And the federal government has already passed a number of measures to provide aid for state budgets.
So in terms of trying to give the economy a bit of a boost, Congress, for example, has approved and the president signed what is being described as a $2 trillion stimulus act. That seems like something the feds can do that is really not an option states have. Is that right?
That's right. So, for example, the federal government is planning on sending out checks to households. If the states were to do that, they would have to raise that money by cutting spending somewhere else or raising taxes somewhere else. And so it would really balance it out, where the federal government could just increase the deficit in order to do that.
So in a situation like this, then, it seems as though the roles are breaking down, that the feds are in charge of kind of helping the economy, helping individual citizens to some extent, whereas the states are responsible for making sure that the services that their residents need will still be around. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, states have a very important role in responding to the crisis. Governors, in particular, are really taking a leadership role in that. States administer the Medicaid program, which will be very important as people get sick and lose their jobs. And they're also, states are very important in terms of the long-term economic health of our nation. They administer a lot of programs around education and infrastructure and so on. But when it comes to stimulating the economy in the short term, that really is up to the federal government.
Depending on how long this goes on, do you see that there might be some states that really, really struggle to balance their budgets and meet the health and other needs of their residents?
Yeah, there are some states that have very little in savings going into this, such as New Jersey or Pennsylvania. There are states that are going to be hit harder by the revenue drops. You know, oil prices have fallen significantly, and that's going to affect some states in particular. Some states have big pension backlogs, and the drop in market activity is going to make it harder for them to keep up with that. So some states are going to be hit harder than others, for sure.
Is it safe to say that states that have more in the bank in their rainy day funds will be better off and better able to withstand this?
Yeah, states that have more in relative to how much they're going to need. So states like Wyoming have very large rainy day funds because their revenue is very volatile because it's so reliant on oil prices. So they need a much larger rainy day fund than a state with a less volatile revenue sources. But in a case like this, the states that have more savings are generally going to be better off.
Well, I wonder about a state, for example, like Arizona, which is so reliant on income taxes, property taxes, and sales taxes. It seems as though two of those three items could really be hit depending on how long this goes on. The state does have, you know, a pretty good amount in its rainy day fund, but I wonder, given the volatility, if Arizona could potentially be in a similar boat as some of those other states that don't have a lot of savings.
Yeah. And, you know, the big missing thing here is good information, right? States don't have really a good sense yet of how much this is going to hit their revenue. And when the federal government recently moved the filing deadline for income taxes from April to July, that puts off a good source of information that states would have on how much money they're going to get for last year, even, and move some of the money that they would have normally collected in this fiscal year into the next fiscal year. So states are really in a bind right now, not really sure how much they can spend and how much they have available to them.
That's interesting. A move that was intended to help taxpayers could actually end up hurting the states to which they're paying taxes.
Right.
All right. That is Jeff Chapman with the Pew Charitable Trust. Jeff, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.